今天我们要一起来聊聊赌博上瘾该怎么办，看看亿万富翁是如何发。
I've never really been into gambling. I lived in Las Vegas for 2 years, and honestly, I think I enjoyed all the buffets more than the slot machines.
Oh, that sounds like you.
Hey! Oh, wait. Yeah, that does.
好了，咱们言归正传，先来进入第一个单元。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
self-made. Self-made is spelled S-E-L-F.Self and made, M-A-D-E, made, self-made.
Self-made, 意思是凭借自己力量完成的。有统计显示，在全球各大名校中，哈佛毕业生里百万和亿万富翁人数最多。
While about 14% of millionaires and billionaires inherited their wealth, 74% are self-made.
在这些百万和亿万富翁中，大约14%的人是继承了父辈的财产，还有74%的人则是白手起家，自己创业积累财富。在中国百名首富里，8位是女性。与美国不同的是
，Successful women in China are mostly self-made business women。
中国最有钱的女性，大部分都是白手起家创业成功的女商人。好的，今天我们学习的词是
self-made, self-made, self-made.
哈佛毕业生成为百万富翁的几率最大。这次我去哈佛参观，觉得他们的毕业生啊，不仅自身都很优秀，而且啊还非常努力。哎，怎么比嘛
？You don't need to compare yourself with others. Surpassing yourself is the greatest achievement.
啊，你真会安慰人。Speaking of improving myself, I need to improve my time management skills. I've got so much going on in my life right now. I feel like I'm not getting anything done. And worst of all, my reading time has gotten lost in the shuffle.
That must also be the reason for arriving at the office 4 hours behind me.
Hey, shh! Don't talk about that.
Okay. Actually, you just mentioned an idiom, lost in the shuffle. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第829讲，我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson.
半年前，我加入了一个读书俱乐部，每个月聚会一次，讨论读书心得。上星期聚会，俱乐部成员们没完没了地聊经济、聊物价、聊孩子上学，结果本来应该讨论的书根本就没有涉及到，我非常失望，所以决定退出。不过，这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语，叫
Lost in the Shuffle. Shuffle is spelled S-H-U-F-F-L-E. Lost in the Shuffle.
如果你喜欢玩牌的话，肯定知道 shuffle 是洗牌的意思。
Lost in the shuffle，
意思是在混乱之中把某件事情遗漏或是忽略了。比如说我们那个读书俱乐部，俱乐部的成员们东拉西扯，可就是忽略了俱乐部的真正目的，交流读书心得。
The discussion of our book got lost in the shuffle。
读书俱乐部的走题事件虽然让我很不满，但是跟下面这个人相比，我简直可以说是小题大做。让我们一起来听听他干嘛那么气愤。
There's been so much controversy over the collapse of the bridge. The mayor's office blames the engineers for poor design, while they fault the city for not keeping up with routine repairs. But no one is showing much concern for commuters like me who desperately need the bridge to be fixed. We're getting lost in the shuffle.
大桥坍塌引起了极大的争议，市长办公室责怪工程师设计失误，工程设计人员指责市政府没有定期维修，可就是没有人关心像我们这样每天开车上班，希望大桥能早日修复的人，我们完全被忽略了。
我以前一直痛恨开会，因为很多时候开来开去，讨论的都是一些并不重要的话题。最近我们刚刚换了主管，每次开会都按照轻重缓急列出会议日程
，so that the most important issues won't be lost in the shuffle.
保证重要的问题不会被忽略掉。 好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
There's been so much controversy over the collapse of the bridge. The mayor's office blames the engineers for poor design, while they fault the city for not keeping up with routine repairs. But no one is showing much concern for commuters like me, who desperately need the bridge to be fixed. We're getting lost in the shuffle.
大家都希望得到重视，孩子也不例外。让我们听听下面这个人对自己童年的回忆。
Growing up as a middle kid in my family could be tough. Sometimes my folks seemed to spend a lot of time looking after my younger brother and sister or worrying about my older siblings. Is it any surprise I felt lost in the shuffle? I wanted mom and dad to notice me more often.
这个人说我上面有哥哥姐姐，下面有弟弟妹妹。小时候，父母不是在照顾弟弟妹妹，就是在关心哥哥姐姐。我觉得自己简直被遗忘了，这不奇怪吧？我真希望爸爸妈妈能更多的注意到我。
我表妹就是这种情况。小的时候，她大部分时间都是在跟院子里的孩子玩，经常在邻居家吃饭，甚至过夜。这倒培养了她跟人打交道的能力。如今他已经成了一个成功的公关总裁。好的，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Growing up as a middle kid in my family could be tough. Sometimes my folks seem to spend a lot of time looking after my younger brother and sister or worrying about my older siblings. Is it any surprise I felt lost in the shuffle?I wanted mom and dad to notice me more often.
对了 ,in the shuffle 这个习惯用语源于20世纪,毫无疑问是从扑克牌来的。今天尽顾着解释这个习惯用语的用法。
The explanation of its original nearly got lost in the shuffle.
差点就忘了解释它的来源。好的,这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
Washer Doug Johnson.
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。我知道大家每天的工作生活十分繁忙，但我还是要提醒大家，英语水平的提高靠的是勤学苦练。
Don't let practicing your English get lost in the shuffle. This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
How do you feel as the second kid in the family, Mike? Do you feel like you are lost in the shuffle?
Not at all. I think it's because I'm the youngest in the family. I get tons of attention from my parents. What about you, huh? You must always be the center of attention since you're the only child.
Yes, but sometimes I feel like there's just too much attention on me. My parents want to protect me from everything.
That sounds like my parents, too.When I went to Las Vegas for my internship, they were so worried that I was going to come home with a gambling problem.
Oh, 理解父母吧。不过我觉得你永远都不会成为赌徒 because you will be spending too much time and money on the great buffets.
True, true. Actually, we're going to touch on gambling in today's business etiquette. Kelly and Patricia are going to Macau for a business trip, and Patricia seems really excited to go gambling. Let's see what we can learn from them.
礼节美语
Patricia 去找同事 Kelly.
Hey Kelly, the boss just called me into his office. You and I have to go to Macau for a meeting with our international marketing department. The meeting is on a Friday afternoon, so I was thinking we could spend the weekend down there.
Macau, eh? So I guess you're thinking about doing some gambling, right?
Well, it is legal in Macau.We might as well take advantage of this golden opportunity. Oh, there's John. John and I used to win some serious money in Las Vegas.
Patricia 告诉 Kelly, 老板让他们两个人星期五去澳门出差，跟公司的国际营销部同事开会。他问 Kelly 愿不愿意索性在澳门待上一个周末，去赌场试试手气。这时候，另外一位同事 John 走过来， Patricia 说 John 和他以前就曾在美国的赌城拉斯维加斯赢过不少钱。他说的
Some serious money
意思就是可观的数额。John 说
Pat and I used to go to Las Vegas at least twice a year. Gambling can be a lot of fun.
I've never really seen the appeal of gambling. I know it's possible to win big, but I've never won. I really hate losing money.
I hear you.But if you ever hit a jackpot, you'll be addicted for life.
Winning is a pretty good feeling, but a lot of people can take it too far. Pat, did you hear about Joe?
You mean Joe Klein? How's he doing?
Not so good. He lost his house, and his wife left him. We didn't know it at the time, but he actually had a serious gambling problem.
John 和 Patricia 以前每年至少一起去两次拉斯维加斯。Kelly 说自己是逢赌必输，所以赌钱对他没有
appeal
吸引力。Patricia 说，虽然
win big
赢大钱的机会不多，但是
if you ever hit a jackpot, you'll be addicted for life.
一旦中了头奖，就会一辈子上瘾。这样说，赢钱的感觉是不错，但千万不能
take it too far
玩过头了。他们有个朋友
Joe Klein had a serious gambling problem.
就是赌钱上瘾，结果输了房子不说，老婆也不要他了。
Really? That's too bad.
Yeah, he was over $75,000 in debt. So eventually, the bank took his house. Now, as you can imagine, his wife wasn't too happy about that.
See, these are exactly the kinds of stories I'm talking about. I think gambling can be as addictive as illegal drugs.
And I would have to agree.I don't have an addictive personality by nature, so I'm generally able to control myself. But I have lost more money than I can afford on more than one occasion.
Kelly 觉得
gambling can be as addictive as illegal drugs.
赌博跟毒品差不多，让人上瘾。这样表示赞同。他说自己虽然自控能力比较强
and don't have an addictive personality by nature.
也不是那种做事喜欢上瘾的人。但是赌钱的时候还是不止一次输得超出了自己的承受能力。这里说的
More than one occasion
意思是不止一次。
Kelly 和 Patricia 讨论去澳门该不该赌博。 Patricia 觉得他们可能会 win some serious money 赢一大笔钱。但是 Kelly 说同事 Joe 就很爱赌钱。 He has a serious gambling problem 赌钱上瘾。结果啊，老婆房子都没了。
Yeah, I guess if you have an addictive personality by nature, you should just stay away from casinos.
没错，我去 Las Vegas 赌场的时候啊，都不带卡。这样呢，你有多少现金，就只能赌多少钱。
That sounds like a smart idea for not overspending, period. Let's keep listening to Patricia and Kelly.
礼节美语
Patricia 和同事 Kelly 要去澳门出差，准备去赌场试试手气。另外一个同事 John 提到自己有个朋友嗜赌成性，结果倾家荡产。Patricia 问
So what happened to Joe? How is he holding up?
Joe is in Gamblers Anonymous right now. He sent me an email the other day and he says he's doing better, but recovering from any addiction is a long process.
What's Gamblers Anonymous?
Have you ever heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA?
Not really.
Alcoholics Anonymous is an organization that tries to help people with alcohol problems overcome their addiction. Gamblers Anonymous does the same thing for gamblers.
I see. So it's sort of like rehab.
Patricia 问起 Joe 的近况。这样说 Joe 现在加入了
Gamblers Anonymous.
嗜赌者互戒协会。Gamblers Anonymous 跟 Alcoholics Anonymous 嗜酒者互戒协会差不多，是帮助赌徒戒赌的组织。在英语里，有某件事情上瘾可以用 problem 这个字，比如
He has a drinking problem.
他嗜酒成性。
He has a gambling problem.
他赌博成性。因此说，嗜赌者互戒协会差不多也就是一种戒赌组织。
It's like a rehab.Rehab is spelled R-E-H-A-B, rehab.
是戒毒，戒赌中心的意思。这样接着说。
That's right. Gamblers Anonymous offers a support system to gamblers who have a problem.
Well, I hope your friend gets better soon. So, what casino games do you usually play?
I've always liked card games, poker especially. I don't like slot machines because I don't think there are any skills involved.
I like poker and all kinds of table games, but my favorite is blackjack. Blackjack is a nice mix of skill and luck.
嗜赌互戒协会为赌博上瘾的人提供了一个
support system,
相互支持的系统。话说到这儿 ,Kelly 问 Patricia 和 John 去赌场一般都玩些什么。Patricia 说自己一般都是玩
card games,
玩牌。她不喜欢拉老虎机
slot machines,
因为她觉得老虎机完全是凭运气，一点技术含量也没有。这样说，凡是
table games,
她都喜欢玩。在赌场里 ,table games, 除了扑克牌以外还包括
craps,
轮盘骰子和罗莱特
roulette,
等等。这样还说，但是她最爱玩的还是
Blackjack.
21点.
I think I might be able to enjoy a game or two of poker or blackjack. Do you think I'll get addicted?
Kelly, I've known you for a few years, and you have excellent self-control. I don't think you'll have a problem controlling yourself.
Besides, you only get to go to Macau once in a blue moon. What I suggest is you set yourself a reasonable budget of money that you can afford to lose. Don't go beyond that limit.
A little bit of legal gambling can be a lot of fun, but we have to know when to call it a night.
All right, you're on. Let's hit the casinos on Friday night.
Kelly 担心自己会赌博上瘾。
Get addicted.
John 建议他给自己设定一个合理的限度。
Set yourself a reasonable budget that you can afford to lose.
给自己定个输得起的预算，不要超过那个限度。他还说，况且
You only get to go to Macau once in a blue moon.
去澳门的机会少之又少。
Once in a blue moon.
是非常罕见的意思。Patricia 也说
We know when to call it a night.
我们知道什么时候该打住。Kelly 在两人的说服下最后说
You're on. Let's hit the casinos on Friday night.
星期五去赌场，我们就这么说定了。
Exactly. A little bit of legal gambling can be a lot of fun. 偶尔去一次赌场玩玩，其实啊，还挺有意思的。
I don't think you should ever try it. Yanglin, remember your addiction to Korean sitcoms? Or cheesecake? Or ice cream?
Oh, maybe I have an addictive personality by nature.
I don't think so. But I do know of a good Korean sitcoms anonymous group if you're ready to kick the habit.
咱们接着来听下面的 Learn a Word, 再来多学学 Addictive 这个词的用法。
Learn a Word
今天我们要学的词是
Addictive. Addictive is spelled A-D-D-I-C-T-I-V-E. Addictive.
Addictive, 容易让人上瘾的。
Deaths from drug overdoses rose for the 11th straight year in 2010.Most cases were accidents involving addictive painkillers.
2010年药物服用过量造成的死亡事件连续11年持续上升，其中大部分案例都涉及服用后容易上瘾的止痛药。脸书网和推特网的用户总数加在一起有10亿多人。美国芝加哥大学的研究人员发现
Social networking can be more addictive than nicotine or alcohol.
使用社交网站甚至可能比尼古丁和酒精更让人上瘾。好的，今天我们学习的词是
addictive, addictive, addictive.
Social networking is totally addictive. I can't go on one day without checking my Facebook.
Yeah, the first thing I do in the morning is check my Gmail and my Facebook accounts on my cell phone.And I definitely check my email more than necessary.
You are totally addicted to your cell phone. You even take it with you when you go to the bathroom.
Well, let's talk about something else. We still have one last segment to go.
小燕儿，好吧，来听今天的最后一个单元。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第830讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我刚刚参加了三天的电脑安全培训班，负责培训的老师对学生要求特别严格，对 对我们这些大记者是丝毫不留情面。我的一个同事就因为培训最后一天迟到了20分钟，被老师请出了教室，要他下次培训班从头来过。不过这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语，叫
lower the boom。 Lower is spelled L-O-W-E-R and boom B-O-O-M。 Lower the boom。
大家都知道 low 是低的意思，后面加上 er 变成 lower 就是动词，是降低放低的意思。
Lower the boom
里面的 boom 是一个帆船上的专业术语，指的是张帆杆，又叫下横。
Lower the boom
这个习惯用语是严厉惩罚的意思。比如说刚才谈到的培训班的那位老师，对学生迟到进行了严厉的惩罚。
She lowered the boom on the student。
虽说很多人都觉得这个老师的做法未免有些过火，但是在教育孩子方面，做家长的很多时候恐怕都必须狠下心来。让我们一起听听下面这位父亲是怎么说的。
We warned our teenage son not to come home late again. So when he returned after midnight, we were in the living room waiting. That's when we lowered the boom. For the next month,He'd have to stay in except for going to school. It was a harsh but necessary punishment.
这位父亲说，我们的儿子十几岁了，我们事先已经警告过他不要再晚回家，结果这次他又是晚上12点才到家。我们坐在客厅里等他，毫不留情地告诉他，作为惩罚，接下来的一个月里除了上学以外哪儿都不能去。这种惩罚虽然严厉，但也是绝对必要的。
在美国，家长管教孩子不讲究打骂，经常用的手段就是在一段时间，比如说一个星期里，剥夺孩子出去玩、给朋友打电话、看电视、玩电子游戏等等的权利。刚才我们谈到家长管教孩子是为了让孩子知道采取行为就要承担后果，如果违反了规定就会受到惩罚。这么简单的道理有时候连成年人都会忘记。让我们听听下面这个人是怎么说的。
A buddy of mine is stupid if he thinks he can avoid paying income taxes. Eventually, the government will find out and then lower the boom on him. That means he'll get a stiff fine. Well, that's what happens when you don't obey the law.
这个人说，我认识的一个朋友觉得自己能逃避交纳所得税，如果他真这么想，那简直太愚蠢了。到头来政府一定会发现，对他进行严厉的惩罚，也就是说到时候他必须交纳很多的罚款，不遵守法纪就是这个下场。
我注意到一到周末，我们社区路口旁总有一个女交警在那里执勤，对来往车辆的司机进行抽查，一旦发现酒后驾驶的人毫不留情。
She lowers the boom on drunk drivers, immediately taking them to jail.
马上把他们带走关起来。好的，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
A buddy of mine is stupid if he thinks he can avoid paying income taxes. Eventually, the government will find out and then lower the boom on him. That means he'll get a stiff fine.Well, that's what happens when you don't obey the law.
即使你不精通帆船，可能也会知道，风向发生变化的时候，帆船的张帆杆会剧烈的摇摆，这也是最危险的时候。
Lower the boom.
这个习惯用语是在20世纪上半叶出现的，可能就来源于此。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
好了，同学们，这次节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢想提什么问题，还是发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，
今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目宠物单元的终极课程。Tom 说服了 Mindy， 两个人养了一只狗。可是啊，这狗很不听话，经常惹麻烦。所以 Tom 和 Mindy 打算训练训练它。
Right, Winnie. Some dogs are so bad, they need to be trained by a professional.
Gosh, Tom, why did I ever agree to get this dog? It's so badly behaved.
It's okay, honey. We just have to train him. In a couple of weeks, he's going to be totally obedient.
In a couple of weeks? Tom, he will have totally destroyed our new house by then.
I know he's a little wild right now, but trust me, before you know it, he's going to obey every one of my commands.
Professor Bowman, Tom 还挺乐观的。他向 Mindy 保证自己肯定能把狗训乖，让他很快就可以 obey every one of his commands， 对主人言听计从。
What do you think? Will Tom be able to make the new dog obedient before it destroys their new house?
这可不好说。不过刚入住的新家，如果被狗弄得乱七八糟，哪个主人不心疼啊？
Okay, the first thing I need to teach him is how to shake hands.
That's the first trick he needs to learn?Tom, he isn't even housebroken, and this morning he ripped apart all the pillows on the couch.
So, you think I should teach him something else first, like how to sit?
Yes, Tom. That would be a good start. Then you can teach him how to heal.
如果换成我啊，第一件事就是要让狗 housebroken， 也就是说，在经过训练之后，能够到指定的地点大小便，来保持家里的整洁。
That's true.Teaching your dog how to shake hands isn't the number one priority.
Professor, Mindy 说的 teach the dog how to heal, 这是什么意思呢?
It means to make the dog obey you. You can also say that you bring a person to heal. For example, at first the boss couldn't control her employees, but after she threatened to start firing people, they all came to heal.
哦，我明白了。Come to heal 就是听话。服从的意思。
Tom, the dog is never going to obey you unless you punish him. When he misbehaves, you have to spank him.
You want me to hit our beloved dog, who is a member of our family? How can you be so cruel?
Tom, that dog isn't going to be a member of our family much longer unless he learns to behave.
Well, I prefer to reward him for doing something good instead of punishing him for doing something bad.
Mindy 好像已经失去耐心了。她说，如果这只狗啊还不听话，就不能继续住在这里了。
Right. But Mindy and Tom have different ways of training the dog, right?
是啊， Mindy 说，如果狗不听话，就要 spank, 打屁股。可是 Tom 说这种惩罚太残忍了。
So what does Tom say they should do?
Tom 觉得应该要采取鼓励的方法，也就是说，如果狗狗表现得好，就要 reward,奖励他。
Tom, this dog is really out of control. Maybe we should take him to the veterinarian to see if he has some health problem.
He doesn't need to go to the vet. He needs to go to a doctor who can cure him psychologically.
Oh no, Tom. You're not talking about a...
Yes, Mindy. We have to take him to a pet psychologist.
Tom 要带狗去看 pet psychologist, 宠物心理医生。哈，美国真有这种医生啊？
I guess so.
可是宠物又不会开口说话，这些心理医生他怎么可能知道宠物的想法呢？八成啊是骗人的。对了 ，Professor， veterinarian， V E T E R I N A R I A N 是兽医的意思，是不是就是和 vet V E T 是一回事呢
？Yes, the whole word is veterinarian.But most people in America just call them vets.
我倒很想见识见识这个宠物心理医生，看看他是不是真的能够读懂狗狗的心声呢？
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。